Hello everyone, welcome to our channel. In this video, we will discuss the sending of the American Abrams M1 main battle tank to Ukraine. What are its main characteristics? What is expected of this tank in the Ukrainian army? And what challenges will Abrams face on this unique battlefield? It has been a long time coming for the tracks of this tank to touch the soil of the Ukrainian battlefield and cross the barrels with the Russian T-72, T-80, and T-90 variants. Now, all the conditions are in place for that to happen. But before jumping into the technical characteristics of this exceptional tank, let's see why he has not arrived in Ukraine until now. On January 25th, the Biden administration announced that it would arm Ukraine with a powerful M1A1 Abrams tank. It is a significant turnaround in the West's effort to arm Kyiv as it prepares for a new Russian offensive.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
The 31 M1A1 Abrams tanks, equivalent to one Ukrainian tank battalion, will add over $27 billion committed by the U.S. to Kyiv's fight since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. But what is not mentioned is that just a week ago, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz made the American administration a condition that if Germany wanted to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine, the United States would have to send Abrams first. Berlin's cautious stance on the Leopard battle tank issue has caused consternation among its Western allies and bafflement in Germany in recent days. Scholz's ruling coalition critics accused him of being paralyzed by intra-party struggles. Be that as it may, it is obvious that all political and bureaucratic disagreements among the allies have been resolved. Abrams is coming to Ukraine. Now, let's take a look under the turret of this extraordinary tank. Despite its large tonnage, about 70 tons, this tank is very mobile. It can develop a speed of almost 70 kilometers per hour on dry and hard terrain. Off-road, it can go up to 40 kilometers per hour. It is powered by a Honeywell AGT 1500 1,500 horsepower multi-fuel turbine engine. There is not a lot of urban fighting on the Ukrainian front, so the Abrams will have to rely on its mobility and especially its weapons, armor, and protection. Its development was solely driven by the response to the Soviet-era T-64 and T-72 tanks. Shell protection from these Russian tanks was the main guiding idea of American engineers. The turret of the Abrams has composite armor on both the front and sides. Besides that, the frontal half of the hull's side skirts are made of composite armor, providing superior ballistic protection from chemical energy munitions such as heat rounds. Abrams has 350mm frontal armor against an armor-piercing fin-stabilized discarding sabot, or APF-SDS, and 700mm frontal armor against a high-explosive anti-tank or HEAT munition. To protect against ATGMs, the Abrams can also be equipped with explosive reactive armor over the track skirts and slat armor over the rear of the tank and rear fuel cells. A Kevlar liner provides anti-spalling protection. The turret is fully equipped with two M250 smoke grenade launchers, one on each side. When used, the grenades airburst, producing a thick smoke cloud that prevents visual and thermal imaging. This will come in handy because the Ukrainian side has thermal imaging both on its combat vehicles and on reconnaissance, kamikaze, and attack drones. In conjunction with the armor, Abrams tanks are utilized with a soft kill active protection system, the ANVLQ-6 missile countermeasure device, which can interfere with the function of semi-active control line of sight, or SACLOS, wire and radio-guided anti-tank missiles, such as the Russian 9K-114 Shirom and infrared homing missiles. The protection system works by emitting a massive, condensed infrared signal that confuses an anti-tank guided missile's infrared homing seeker. The M68A1 105mm rifle tank gun is the primary armament of the original model M1 and M1IP. This gun can fire armor-piercing, thin-stabilized discarding sabot, high-explosive anti-tank, white phosphorus rounds, and anti-personnel multiple flechette rounds. The Abrams is kitted with a ballistic fire control computer, which computes, displays, and incorporates the three components of a ballistic solution, the lead angle, ammunition type, and range to the target, to accurately fire the main gun.
Fire.
These three components are assessed using a laser rangefinder, a crosswind sensor, a pendulum static cant sensor, data on the performance and flight characteristics of each type of round, tank-specific bore sight alignment data, ammunition temperature, air temperature, barometric pressure, a muzzle reference system that calculates and adjusts for barrel drop at the muzzle due to gravitational pull and barrel heating due to firing or sunlight, and target spot. The main gun can be fired by either the commander or the gunner. Besides that, the commander's independent thermal viewer can be used to locate targets and pass them on to the gunner while the commander scans for new ones. Again, the era of the Cold War is long behind us, and the Abrams today faces greater challenges on the Ukrainian battlefield than the high-penetrating ammunition of Russian tanks and guided anti-tank missiles. There are estimates that on the Ukrainian battlefield, 75% of armored vehicles, including vehicles from both sides, were destroyed by artillery. These 30 tanks will be just a drop in the bucket for the needs of the Ukrainian army on a front over 2,000 kilometers long. Its outstanding combat capabilities will have to be supported by good logistics, because once he's out of the urban environment on the loose Ukrainian soil, his mobility will decrease. It will be exposed to artillery fire guided by the massive use of reconnaissance drones. Due to the difficult terrain, the frequency of breakdowns will increase, so it will depend on complex maintenance logistics. In any case, M1 Abrams will be another big stimulus for the Ukrainian military, which needs exactly such a high-grade technological monster in the coming Russian offensive. Thanks for watching us! Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel.